With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Adult illiteracy remains a major problem in the United States.
In New York City alone, there are over 1 million adults with reading problems, and nationally, the figure is way over 20 million.
That's Eli Zoll, Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers of New York City. Zoll says adults who cannot read or write use many devices to conceal their illiteracy.
I know one young woman who probably reads at around the second grade level. She carries a briefcase with her wherever she goes. She always carries the New York Times under her arm. She has learned how to appear that she can read and write, and this gives her the confidence to make it through the day.
The literacy volunteers come from all walks of life and receive 27 hours of training before tutoring students under the supervision of staff professionals using cafeteria space donated by corporations. Literacy Volunteers of New York has launched 2 new lines of paperback books specifically aimed at adults across the country who are learning to read.
What's out there is often more intended either for immigrants or refugees or high school kids on the verge of dropping out or people with drug problems.
One series of books, New Writers' Voices, is actually written by literacy students. The first book in the line is called Speaking Out on Health.
Articles on everything from how I dealt with TB, how I dealt with depression, how I dealt with an injury on the job.
Eli Zoll says the other series of paperbacks aimed at literacy students features excerpts from books by well-known authors and celebrities such as Bill Cosby and Maya Angelou. The books are priced at $2.95 and can be obtained by writing or calling Literacy Volunteers of New York. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There are over 20 million functionally illiterate adults in the United States. The Literacy Volunteers of New York City has launched 2 new lines of paperback books aimed specifically at the adult who is just beginning to read and write. New Writers' Voices is a series with articles and essays actually written by literacy students. Eli Zoll, Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers, says the second line, Writers' Voices, uses the work of well-known authors and celebrities.
We thought not only would literacy students like to read works by other literacy students, but they would like to also finally have the opportunity to read works by prominent authors and prominent Americans such as Bill Cosby and Carol Burnett.
The books are being distributed nationwide.
We have a whole marketing plan. We're alerting colleges, prisons, libraries, high schools, other literacy programs, English as a second language programs about the books.
The books are especially designed to make them easier to read.
We have a lot of white space on the page. The type is larger than what one would normally find in a book, and the excerpts are short enough so that they aren't too daunting for literacy students.
And Eli Zoll says the books look adult.
One of the complaints which we hear from our students is that books produced for literacy students look like children's books, and they're embarrassed to carry them in public. And these books look like books that anyone would read.
A catalog of the new books is available from Literacy Volunteers of New York City. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.